There's hope for sufferers of anorexia nervosa, with researchers isolating the genes which cause the eating disorder. Anorexia claims thousands of lives each year. It was thought that it was solely a mental illness, but the discovery of a genetic link has many scientists confident of finding a cure. Sarah Collard has more.
Perth mother of one, Laura Taylor, struggled with anorexia nervosa while a university student.
I was sort of able to disguise it as well, but then when my weight got so low that I wasn't able to fit into any of my clothes.
The 31-year-old got as low as 38 kilos before she sought help.
It's very easy to disguise it as a diet. I'd probably always eat a decent meal when I got home, or what appeared to be a decent meal, whereas my parents would have no idea that I had only eaten an apple all day.
Anorexia was mostly thought to be a mental illness, but today researchers have discovered there is a genetic link to the condition. Professor Nicholas Martin is the head of Genetic Epidemiology Institute at the QIMR Birkhofer Institute in Brisbane.
We were then able to find a strong association with these eight genes. We'd expected to find genes that are involved in obvious sort of mental health processes, and we did indeed find some of those. What was surprising to us is that we also found genes involved in metabolism of both fats and sugars. And this has set a rather different perspective on anorexia than we had expected.
The international efforts studied the genes of over 50,000 people across the US, Australia and Europe, and compared those to just under 17,000 people with a history of anorexia. They hope confirming a genetic link will remove some of the stigma associated with the condition and encourage early intervention for those who may be susceptible.
The fact that there's a strong genetic component should greatly alleviate that sort of guilt and stigma that is out there in the community.
But the scientists stress that eating disorders are complex and there is no singular cause. They are now turning their efforts to other eating disorders.
I'd like to extend our collection beyond anorexia to bulimia and binge eating as well, because all these conditions are related in ways that are sort of quite subtle and that we need to explore, but we need very big sample sizes. So we're calling for more volunteers to help us.
Laura Taylor hopes the research will shed some light on the disorder for sufferers and their families.
If I had cancer, everyone would have spoken about it. It would have been this thing that everyone understood, but it was almost, you know, my brother and my dad didn't understand it, and they just used to find it frustrating, and there's just not a lot of understanding about it in the community.
That's anorexia survivor Laura Taylor, ending that report by Sarah Collard. And if you're seeking help for an eating disorder, you can phone Lifeline on 131114, contact the Butterfly Foundation, or reach out to a trusted friend or family member.